Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We open our roundup this week with our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS report this time again continues to tell us that the level of sunspot activity has dropped to extremely low levels. There are no sunspots visible on the earthward facing side of the sun, and the solar radio flux has dropped. So there's no sunspots at all at the moment, and the solar radio flux has dropped to 60, that's 60. And as we've mentioned before in these broadcasts, this means that high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. In the meantime, we have some news now concerning international shortwave broadcasting stations. First of all, Radio Romania International. It looks as though RRI may be planning to end broadcast on shortwave, according to a press release from the Romanian syndicate of journalists known as Media Sind. A translation of the press release reads as follows in part. The Romanian syndicate of journalists Media Sind, through the Radio Romania branch, expresses its concern at the intention of the SRR President General Director to suspend the shortwave broadcast of Radio Romania International. Due to the superficiality with which the responsible factors of the institution treated the problem of the allocated budget, the Romanian Broadcasting Society lost at the last rectification 10 million lei, an amount without which the good functioning of the company cannot be insured. In order to cover this consistent deficit, according to some public statements, expenses with the shortwave transmissions owned by Radiocom, which broadcast Radio Romania International programs in 13 languages, would be cut. The solution to closing the shortwave transmissions, even if it is the most handy, having immediate effect, is totally wrong. Indeed, as hypocritically motivated by an official, these transmitters are not useful in the country with the expansion of the FM network. The gravity of the decision of the radio management is, however, a huge one, undermining even the national interest with which even Georgica Severin has no right to play. Let us not forget that Romania has the second diaspora in the world as a percentage of the population after Syria. From the recent estimates of the Ministry for Romanians everywhere, around the country live about 9.7 million countrymen, whom we have to treat as Romanians with full rights, who have the right to information, including by Radio Romania International. So it's also suggested in the article that shortwave broadcasting has a strategic character because in case of necessity, of disasters, of calamities, but also after suspension by hostile decisions of Romania of the internet, the Romanian state can communicate with Romanians from abroad or the world at large. As it's known, the internet is extremely vulnerable to political decisions. Also, in the case of catastrophic floods, earthquakes and conflicts, shortwave, according to the article, remains the only reliable way to communicate with the world. Therefore, it said, the idea of stopping shortwave broadcasts, coupled with another idea that RRI will successfully broadcast on the internet, can produce serious effects, jeopardising Romania's national security. Exiting the internet only means, in fact, closing the RRI station, which is in contradiction of Romania's laws. SRR makes programs for abroad not online content, and in this instance it said that broadcast meant radio broadcasts, not online. The exit of RRI from shortwave frequencies. This is a heritage of about 7,000 frequencies, which are coordinated biannually by international broadcasters, will result in the loss of frequencies in favour of other countries. At the same time, radiocom stations in Tigernesti, Savtica and Galbani, where the five stations used for RRI are located, will be closed, and radiocom employees will be relocated or even dismissed. And as according to a harmful Romanian tradition, any provisional decision becomes final. It's hard to believe that it will return to the previous situation, to the issue on short waves, even if the government would allocate the necessary funds. Closing the shortwave transmitters without offering other means of transmission in exchange would practically equate to the disappearance of the station. Radio means broadcast on radio waves, analog or digital. A station on the internet is no longer radio, it is just a multimedia product on the internet. The next possible solution, the next logical step, after a possible shutdown of the shortwave transmissions of RRI, will be personnel restructuring. And it's said that giving up shortwave in whole or part is not a decision that falls within the competency of present administrations, because it concerns Romania's strategic interests. So the role of RRI has been and is very important, promoting the country abroad and spreading Romania's opinions worldwide. Of giving up any transmitter, whether from long, short or medium waves, the main object of activity of the SRSR is affected, which is the realisation and dissemination of programs. And taking into account the serious situation that could arise as a result of the decision of the head of SRSR, Mediasind Radio Romania requests that the Parliament of Romania intervenes in an emergency regime to stop the destruction of the Radio Romania International Station. Now that was a summary of a news report recently issued by the Communication Department Mediasind in Bucharest concerning the possible total abandonment of all shortwave broadcasts of Radio Romania International. Now, back to monitoring observations made here in Melbourne recently as we move into our spring season. Propagation, of course, changes during the spring, and we still note some quite good reception during our morning period around just after local sunrise here in Melbourne and Victoria, particularly in the 49-metre band. And here's a summary of some key occupancies noted recently. 5875, the Voice of America from the Udon, Thailand relay station with its programs in Korean. 5910, the BBC from the Dubai, UAE relay station with broadcasts in Arabic. 5950, the Korean Broadcasting System, using the relay station in Transat Isidon with transmissions in French to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. And the Voice of Turkey from Ankara on 5960 with programming in Turkish. 5995, the Voice of Hope, a religious broadcasting station using facilities provided in South Korea with programs in Korean. 6055, the Overcomer Ministry, religious broadcasting station using relay facilities in Kostinbrod in Bulgaria with broadcasts in English. And 6110, Ethiopia, Radio Fana with programming in Amharic. 6145, another frequency for the Korean Broadcasting System from Dubai in the UAE with programs in Arabic. And 6170, Radio Romania International in English, for the time being at least. 5930, Radio Algeria, using the relay facilities in Issoudun in French, with its programs in Arabic. And 5970, the Voice of America from the Botswana relay, with programs to Africa in French. And 6025, the station at Lhasa in Tibet, Ixing, broadcasting in Tibetan from signing on at 2100. And 5925, China Radio National Network 5, one of the internal networks, signing on at 2100 in Chinese. Well, that was a summary of some signals noted recently here in Melbourne during our morning reception period between 2045 and 2100. Good signals coming from the west and the north, which includes, of course, Africa, Asia, Europe. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.